When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever find yourself thinking, maybe they just forgot to send my new neighbor the handbook on basic human decency? You know, like how to be a reasonable person 101.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Because today we are diving deep, deep, deep into a story that takes those typical neighborly tips to a whole other stratosphere.
Oh boy.
We're talking about a listener who wrote in to Nightmare Neighbors. And let me tell you, this one, it's got layers.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
So picture this. Our listener, they just want a little peace and quiet right now. Found what seemed like the perfect place, a nice, quiet neighborhood, the kind of place where you can actually hear birds chirping in the morning.
Idyllic.
Right. Total tranquility. But then the Bass brothers move in next door.
Uh-oh. I think I see where this is going. The neighbors from hell. Huh.
You could say that. Think less, welcome to the neighborhood. More like, welcome to my personal rave 24/7. Their first night there, bam. Jolted awake by what sounds like a nightclub spontaneously materialized next door.
Oh no, not a constant party. I bet they were hoping for something a little more, you know, low-key.
Oh yeah, and this wasn't just a one-time housewarming thing that got out of hand. We're talking day after day, night after night of this intense EDM blasting through the walls. Our listener even said it felt like their living room had been transported to the middle of an EDM festival.
Wow, that's rough. And, you know, for those who might not be totally up on their music genres, EDM stands for electronic dance music.
Right.
So think heavy bass, tons of synthesized sounds, the kind of music that's amazing in a club, but maybe not so much when it's vibrating your furniture at 3 a.m.
Exactly. And it's that constant, inescapable aspect of noise pollution that can really mess with you.
Yeah, our brains are kind of hardwired to react to loud, sudden noises, you know. It's a survival thing from way back when. But when you're dealing with that kind of intense sound day in and day out, it's like your nervous system never gets the memo that it's safe to stand down.
Right. You're stuck in that fight or flight mode, but there's nowhere to go. So what do you do? Well, our listener, they tried to be reasonable about it. Figured maybe the Bass brothers just didn't realize how much sound was traveling, right? So they do what any good neighbor would do. Go over, knock on the door, politely ask if maybe, just maybe, they could turn it down a smidge, especially late at night.
Makes perfect sense. Open communication, that's usually the best first step.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times, people genuinely don't realize how their noise is affecting others, and a quick chat can clear the air.
You'd think so, right? But you can probably guess what happened next. Or maybe not.
Oh, let me guess they didn't exactly get a warm and fuzzy reception.
Not even close. Instead of a, hey, sorry about that, we'll keep it down, they get hit with a very dismissive, we're not breaking any laws.
Oof, that's rough. Talk about adding insult to injury, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to be reasonable and they just shut you down. And, you know, this is where things get tricky with neighbor disputes because noise ordinances, they can be so all over the place.
Oh, tell me about it.
It really depends on where you live, the time of day, even the type of noise.
Mm-hmm.
What one person thinks is a perfectly acceptable level of, you know, living sounds, another person finds absolutely unbearable. It's totally subjective.
Oh, absolutely. One person's party music is another person's noise complaint waiting to happen. But even without knowing the exact legalities of the situation, you can feel that power dynamic shifting, can't you?
Oh, for sure.
Like, here's our listener, just wanted a little peace and quiet, and now they're suddenly in the position of having to defend their right to it.
Yeah. And that's really frustrating because it makes you feel like you're being put on the defensive for something that should be a given.
Right.
Having a peaceful home shouldn't feel like you're asking for some kind of special treatment.
It's so true. And I think that's what makes this story so relatable. We've all had those moments where we feel like we're being taken advantage of or disrespected. And it just makes you want to
scream into a pillow.
Exactly. Or blast your own music. But, you know, we're trying to be better than that.
Right. We're aiming for that higher ground.
Exactly. But the thing is, instead of things calming down after that initial conversation, the music actually got worse.
Oh, you're kidding. So it's like their attempt at being polite just backfired spectacularly.
Big time. It's like they took it as a challenge.
Oh, no. That's a classic example of what we call a reactance response. Basically, when people feel like their freedom is being threatened, they often dig in their heels and resist even harder.
It's that whole don't tell me what to do mentality.
Exactly. And sadly, in this case, that meant cranking up the volume even more, as if to say, yeah, we're going to do what we want.
So now our listener is dealing with not just the constant thump, thump, thump of the music, but also this wall of defiance. It's going to be incredibly frustrating.
Absolutely. And not just frustrating, but also incredibly stressful.
Yeah.
You know, we don't often think about it this way, but prolonged exposure to this kind of stress, it can really do a number on your mental and physical health.
Oh, for sure. It's like your body goes into survival mode, but the danger never actually goes away.
Right, exactly. We're talking about potential sleep problems, increased anxiety, even things like elevated blood pressure.
It's not just about noise, it's about your well-being.
Precisely. And that feeling of powerlessness, of feeling like you're trapped in your own home, that can be so damaging. It makes you question your own sanity, your right to even ask for some peace. It's just, yeah, it's awful.
It really is. So what do you do when being reasonable has failed and it's clear your neighbors aren't interested in finding a solution? Our listener was at their wit's end, describing feeling like a prisoner in their own home, their health deteriorating, constantly on edge. It's heartbreaking.
It really is. And sadly, it's more common than people realize. And I think this is a good time to remind everyone listening that you are not alone. There are resources out there, ways to protect yourself and your well-being.
There's no shame in seeking help, right?
Absolutely. Because at a certain point, you have to put your own health and sanity first. And for our listener, that meant taking a step that, let's be honest, many people in these situations dread calling the police.
Yeah, it's the nuclear option for a reason, isn't it? Nobody wants to be that neighbor, but sometimes.
Sometimes it feels like you've run out of options. It's that escalation, right? Like, okay, you've left me no choice.
Exactly. And in this case, the listener, they actually described feeling this wave of relief wash over them when those police officers showed up at the Bass Brothers door. It's like for a moment, there's this hope that maybe, just maybe, things are going to change.
Yeah, like somebody's finally going to acknowledge what you've been going through and put a stop to it.
Right, that somebody's going to back you up. The music stopped, officers had a word, and for a little while, there was peace.
But I bet it was a fragile peace, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because now the neighbors know, and there's that added tension.
Oh, absolutely. And sadly, this is where things went from bad to worse. Instead of things quieting down, it's like the Bass Brothers saw this as a challenge.
Oh, no, they escalated even further.
Big time. Imagine this. It's the middle of the night, you're finally starting to drift off, and bam, you're woken up by this furious pounding on your front door. Oh, gosh, terrifying.
Followed by a string of angry shouts, threats, the whole nine yards, the listener was terrified, feeling totally unsafe in their own home. It's like that moment when you realize that trying to reason with these people, trying to assert your own right to peace, it's just not going to work. It just makes them angrier.
It's that classic fight, flight, or freeze response. When we feel threatened, our brains, they kick into survival mode. And in this case, it sounds like our listener was stuck in that freeze response.
Frozen by fear, not knowing what to do next. Heartbreaking.
Absolutely. And sadly, it's a tactic that often works for bullies, right? Make the person afraid to speak up again.
Right, because now what are you going to do? The people you would normally call for help, they're the ones causing the problem. So the listener starts taking these steps to protect themselves, installing security cameras, extra locks, basically turning their home into a fortress.
It's like that feeling of constantly looking over your shoulder. You're trying to create this sense of safety, but the reality is the problem hasn't gone away.
It's still there, looming over everything. And if anything, it probably makes it harder to relax. You know, you're constantly reminded of the threat, even when it feels quiet.
Right, because even silence can be terrifying when you're living with that kind of fear.
Absolutely. It's like, what are they doing? What are they planning next?
And that's exactly what happened. The noise stopped. No more EDM, no more shouting, no more late night parties, just silence.
Mm, I don't like the sound of that. It's like the calm before the storm. That's when you know something's really wrong.
Exactly. And then one morning, the listener finds it. A single beer bottle left right on their doorstep. No note, no message, just a beer bottle. Chilling, right?
So absolutely chilling. It's a message, isn't it? Unspoken, but very clear.
Like a calling card. A reminder that they know where you live and they were there.
Gives me the shivers just thinking about it. It's a power play, plain and simple.
This story really leaves us in a tough spot because, as you said before, there are no easy solutions when it comes to neighbor disputes. But this clearly goes way beyond a simple noise complaint.
Oh, absolutely. This is harassment, intimidation, the kind of stuff that really erodes your sense of safety in your own home. And that's just not okay.
No, it's not. So what can people do if they find themselves in a situation like this? Because it sounds like our listener tried all the right things, being reasonable, involving the authorities, and the situation just escalated.
You're right. It's a tough one. And while we can't offer legal advice, documenting everything is crucial. Dates, times, specific incidents, even if it feels small, write it down.
Because that way, if things do escalate further,
you've got a record of it, which can be really important if you need to involve the authorities or seek legal counsel.
And I know it's not always easy, but reaching out to others is so important, whether it's friends, family, a support group. Just having someone to talk to, someone to remind you that you're not alone in this, can make a huge difference.
It really can. Because it's easy to feel so isolated and alone in these situations, like you're the only one going through it, but you're not. And remembering that can make all the difference.
It's a good reminder for all of us, isn't it, to think about those boundaries, about what we're willing to tolerate in the name of being a good neighbor. And when it's time to say, enough is enough, I deserve to feel safe and at peace in my own home. And sometimes that means taking those steps to protect ourselves, even if it's difficult, even if it feels scary.
You've got to put your own oxygen mask on first, as they say.
Yeah.
You can't help anyone else if you're not taking care of yourself.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a tough conversation to have, but an important one. And that's what we're all about here, right? Diving deep into these tough topics, exploring those uncomfortable truths, and hopefully coming out the other side a little bit wiser and a little more prepared to navigate the ups and downs of, well, life.
Here's to hoping.
Cheers to that. And to all of you listening, wherever you are, stay safe, stay informed, and as always, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.